This is a 72-year-old Jamaican female who had come to us through her children. She was living in Jamaica at the time of her diagnosis, and her family felt it was important that she come up to the States for definitive treatment. I first met her, she came in with her son and her daughter, and they were very anxious to find out what treatment options may be available to her. And up to this point, all we really knew was that she had a 3-centimeter tumor that had been excised from her breast. She did not have any axillary node dissection or a mastectomy at that time. No chemotherapy had been given or radiotherapy. According to the pathology we received from the hospital in Jamaica, she was shown to be HER2 negative and estrogen receptor positive. We immediately sent her first for an opinion from a surgeon who went ahead and did a breast MRI and found some residual areas of the mass left in the breast.
So essentially, the tumor that was removed was kind of an incisional biopsy.
Yeah.
They left tumor behind. They just did it to get a diagnosis.
Correct. I think she was under the assumption at the time that it had been completely removed.
Right.
So when she went to the surgeon, obviously they saw a 1.8 by 1.6 centimeter irregular mass residual in that breast. She was immediately sent then for a mastectomy and sentinel lymph node dissection. The results of the pathology from that actually was very interesting because it did show that this tumor was HER2 positive, and that was done by immunohistochemical assay testing. It was registered as a 3+. Also estrogen receptor positive.
What about the progesterone receptor?
Negative.
Okay, so in other words, I guess the pathology here, at least in terms of the HER2, conflicted with the pathology from Jamaica.
Correct.
So, yeah, it's just interesting in terms of the quality control issues about HER2 testing, and we know that it's a problem.
Yes.
And here's a good example where she was labeled as being HER2 negative, and in your lab, she was HER2 positive.
Yes, and I don't know what methodology they used in Jamaica. They didn't specify on the pathology report.
I guess the feeling is if you have a good lab that, you know, it does high volume, and they call it 3+ on IHC, a lot of people accept that. Others want to see fish.
Right.
What happens in your practice?
Generally, if it's 3+, we'll accept it. If it's 2+, we'll go on to the fish testing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you mention the sentinel node?
It was negative, which was kind of interesting because the tumor ultimately was about 4 centimeters when it was
completely excised. So it was a pretty big tumor.
Yeah.
So she's node negative, even though she has a pretty big tumor. So she really presents one of the most interesting, I guess, situations right now in breast cancer, which is a woman who has a tumor that has the two major sort of targets that we have good therapies for, estrogen receptor and HER2 now. And those kinds of patient education discussions are getting pretty complicated.
Mm-hmm. And she was no negative, but high risk. So then the question was, you know, when the data first came out about Herceptin, do we use Herceptin in these patients? But we felt that with the size of her tumor, that it was important to incorporate that into her care.
Now, one of the things that happens usually at that initial point when things are kind of getting figured out is to try to get an idea of what the risk of recurrence would be if you don't give anything.
Right.
Did you have sort of a working feeling for what that number might be?
The physician I work with uses actually Adjuvant Online.
Right, Peter Ravden's a computer model, right?
The physician I worked with was a little hesitant about using the Taxol. He was thinking of giving Adriamycin, Cytoxan, perhaps followed by Herceptin. We talked about it at length and kind of felt that in this patient with the size of the tumor, we were a little surprised even still with the sentinel node being negative. I kind of felt that she was at high risk for recurrence.
Yeah, I think I think Peter Ravden's model is very cool because you put in the size of the tumor, the nodal status, and age, and a few other things, and it gives you the risk of recurrence. Having a 4-centimeter tumor, clearly she is a higher risk node negative patient. There's some debate about what the bar is for that. Some people say 1 centimeter, 2 centimeter, maybe depends on the hormone status, et cetera. But nobody would argue that this woman has a risk that's maybe similar to a woman with a smaller tumor who, say, had one positive node.
Positive, right.
Right. So you were very concerned about her risk. Also, she's 72 years old. So that's, you know, gets a little bit interesting. What kind of condition was she in?
She is a healthy 72-year-old, good performance status. Comorbid conditions were hypertension, which did prove to be an issue during her treatments with growth factor treatments.
What was her lifestyle? Was she working, retired?
She was retired down in Jamaica, very active lifestyle, a little resistant to be up here in New York, especially with the winter approaching. But her kids were adamant that she stay for treatments. When we first spoke to her, we kind of laid out for her that her treatment would consist of a year-long treatment.